In the early days, as you were finding your way, who were some of the big sounding boards for you? Who did you kind of lean on when you needed some help?
In my career, the guy that kind of changed my mindset was Bill Parcells. There's no question. Just his, the way he talked to me and made it really personal and really kind of let me know that, look, we're going to win or lose because how you play. Let's go. And it made me feel great.
All right, we got to get something going here. Now.
Damn, I know it. Go.
Has that adversarial relationship that you had with Parcells, or at least the way it seemed, been overblown?
Sure it has. Yeah.
Phil, look, when we call the Y-10, that's who we're trying to throw it to.
Don't be
too inventive, okay?
Okay, they took him. They're covering him.
I know. I saw it.
It's pretty unique when you see a quarterback and a coach stand on the sideline yelling at each other. And I usually did not yell back. I usually just sit there and took it.
Hey, Phil, I'll run the game.
I don't know who you're sending in.
I'm sending goal line in,
well,
bud.
Somebody give me something. Okay. Nice. I ain't got time to make a call.
So every once in a while when I would say something back, I would go, oh my gosh, that is the man I just did that to. I'm in trouble. Bill was different. You couldn't offend him. You couldn't say anything that would offend him. He'd laugh about it and go, hey, you really hated me yesterday, didn't you? You hated me. You wanted to hit me.
Tune in to Giants Chronicles, Sunday at 10 a.m. on MSG.